Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And as we mentioned yesterday, there's a mitzvah of simcha on Chol HaMoed, just like there is on Yom Tov. Extending that, there's an isra of malacha on Chol HaMoed, just like there's an isra of malacha on Yom Tov. And basically, we start with any one of the lamates malachas, which is going to be usur on Yom Tov, will also be usur on Chol HaMoed. That being said, Chazal put certain heterim into Malachas Chol HaMoed, and the understanding of that is either because the Isuri Malacha are Drabonon, and they have the power, therefore, to define the Malachas, or there's a unique status of the Malachas of Chol HaMoed, that even though they are Deraisa, the Araisa, the Kosov gave the Chachamim the power to define what is going to be us and what is going to be Mutter. And Chazal wrote certain heterim into Malachas Chol HaMoed, basically following the lines of how it impacts excuse me, a person's simcha. So they said the following, that even though Malach is going to be prohibited, but for the purpose of Tzorchei HaMoed, it's going to be permitted. And if it's for food purposes, they're going to be permitted to even to do it in a professional type of fashion. So a person is doing something like Makshirei Oichel Nefesh, which would not be Mutter on Yom Tov. If they're... there are certain cases which are permitted, but something of this sort would not be permitted. So that my oven broke, so I need to fix my oven. So it's going to be permitted to do it even in a professional type of fashion, something which would need a professional. It's going to be mutter and Chol HaMoed, because this is for tzarech of oichel nefesh and Chol HaMoed. Other tzarech HaMoed, which are not for food, they permitted to do it in a maisa hadyet, not a maisa omen. We will discuss, Be'ezat Hashem, how broad we understand the concept of Echol Nefesh, if it means only food or means other directly body-related type of needs as well. A person who is a worker and he has no money, so obviously it's not Simchas HaMoed for him in this situation not to work because he'll have no money for his food. So we were matter for him to do Malacha in order that he will be able to have the money that he needs for Tzorchei Moed. A davar ha'aved, if a person does not do this malacha, he'll take a loss, and that's going to obviously diminish his simcha, because he will feel bad about the loss. So that's mutter to do even a maisa uman, even something which would need to be done in a professional fashion, it's going to be mutter. So we're matter Tzorchei HaMoed, maisa hadyet, Tzorchei Moed of Echol Nefesh, even a maisa uman. Pel Shein L'Mayechol is going to be mutter to do what he needs to do in order to be able to have money for to work, and it's even permitted a Maisa Uman. Davar Ovid, even a Maisa Uman is going to be permitted. So, and the last category which we allow is also known as Tzorchei Rabim, which that's really a different heter. The Chazal, looking at the Tzorch of the Rabim, we're mutter certain types of Malacha. Flip side, the Chachamim asked Tircha on the Moed, because being Matriach, even though there's no Malacha involved, the person is schlepping heavy, large items from one place to the other, because I'll ask it because that is going to diminish the person's simcha. He's busy with schlepping these large, heavy items. If schlepping them will enhance his simcha, so a person wants to move out of a very small, tight quarters into a larger apartment, he needs to move his furniture, etc. So there, since that's going to immediately give him a benefit on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed of a more comfortable place to live, so then over there, that situation, Tircha is going to be mutter. If he's moving from one place, and he has to move to a new place because they're going to asking him to leave soon, another apartment comes available, but there's no greater benefit in one apartment over the other, they're basically the same, so then Tircha is Asur and Chol HaMoed. even though there's no malach involved, but we answered it because it's going to diminish the simcha. So the chachamim have a power to define the malachas which are permitted and not permitted, and part of the criteria which they're going to use after we know the basic concept of the malachas is how it will impact the person's simcha on Chol HaMoed and on Yom Tov. And that becomes the criteria which Chazal used to permit certain scenarios. We should be zeichah to have a gutzen moed, we should be zeichah to be besimcha on the moed the way the Torah would like us to do so. Kol Tov.